some changes to airlines and the routes that they have available could impact Detroit Metro, Delta and Aeromexico service affecting the regional and Michigan, you know, travelers like you and I. Join me to discuss this, Brad Williams. He's the VP of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Brad, nice to have you on the program.
Good morning, Steve. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. All right, so this is the time of year. A lot of people go looking for warm weather. Mexico, one of those places, despite the bad press at the border. You get past the border, a lot of nice places to go in Mexico. Aeromexico, the way you get there, at least it was. What's going on?
Yeah, Mexico is one of those places everyone is thinking about going this time of year. And it's easy to get there when you're traveling from Michigan, because for the last 7 years, Delta has had an agreement with Aeromexico that makes scheduling and flight planning incredibly easy. And we have 5 direct routes from Detroit Metro Airport that are about to go away because of an unrelated diplomatic issue over airline scheduling in Mexico, or air flight scheduling in Mexico City. The Department of Transportation has decided to say Delta can't do that anymore. And those 5 flights are at risk of cancellation. And I know everyone right now is thinking about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to my spring break trip? Thankfully, this won't go into effect till October. But you know, while your spring break trip is certainly, you know, top of mind for your personal travel, professional travel is really what is going to have an impact for Michiganders right away. DTW is the number one airport for USA to Mexico flights, corporate flights, 56,000
really?
Corporate passengers. I was surprised when I found that out, too.
Yeah, me
56,000
too.
Corporate passengers fly from DTW to Mexico every year, and 80,000 of them are served by Delta.
Is that because of the auto industry and all the connections to plants in Mexico? I mean, I guess that would be my inclination.
Yeah, it is. When you look at the flights, most of them are Mexico City and Monterrey, and it's not hard to imagine why, right? We have a lot of our auto suppliers, a lot of our OEMs are doing business in both countries. We are one regional economy, a North American economy, that is competing against the rest of the world. And so when we are talking about competing with China, it's not just the U.S. competing with China. It is the entire North American economy competing with China. And our interconnectedness is a strength in part of that competition. And if we don't lean into that, we are bound to continue to find ways to lose this competition.
I think you would find bipartisan support, because obviously Governor Whitmer doesn't want to see these flights go away because of the connection between Michigan and Mexico when it comes to, like you say, suppliers, manufacturers, all sorts of technical support and all sorts of things that go back and forth. So she would want that to remain. Obviously, the chamber wants that to remain. Republicans interested in keeping business strong in Michigan would want that to remain. And, of course, the tourist part. There's always that part. Plus, Detroit Metro, the money that comes in from people traveling through Detroit to grab a flight to go somewhere. All of those things, right?
This has support all across the board, Steve. I know Senator Peters and Senator Stabenow have been supportive of this. And I had a conversation with the staff from Congressman John James, who ran against both of them last time, who let me know that they've been supportive of this and had conversations with the department as well. So this cuts across the board. And you mentioned the people flying through Metro Airport. Let's not forget the tourism aspect of this. There are 500,000 Mexican tourists that visit Michigan every year. Tourists. And they spend an average of $1,500 every time they come, each person. If there's not direct flights into Michigan, are they likely to come into Michigan? The closest airport is Chicago. So I would say they'll probably fly into Chicago, and then they've got a choice. They can go up into Door County. They can come up into Michigan. There's lots of places they can go from Chicago. Then we have to compete.
Right.
So or they can go into Toronto, and there's lots of places they can go into Canada.
Right.
It's way easier to keep them here once we get them into Michigan than it is when they
fly. What can be done about it? It takes effect in October. The question is, why this restriction? What's the issue? And can it be rectified?
Yeah, and this is a typical diplomatic issue. In Mexico City, and I'm sure I'm going to get some of my facts wrong here, but there's a new airport in Mexico City. They're trying to shift some freight flights to that new airport, which is going to have an impact on some American carriers. So I don't want to dismiss the importance of the side issue, but it is incredibly important to Delta, to Michigan, and to American business that this partnership with Aeromexico continues. So, you know, I encourage people to reach out to the Department of Transportation, to encourage their members of Congress to reach out to the Department of Transportation, particularly. I know you've got people who are following and listening outside of the state of Michigan, who are from other served by Delta outside of the state of Michigan. That's sure. going to be important as well. Reach out to your member of Congress, reach out to the Secretary Buttigieg at the Department of Transportation. Make sure he knows how important this is to Michigan and our businesses.
Or go knock on his door in Traverse City, right? He lives here.
I think, you know, public service members of our in public service certainly deserve the respect and privacy that we all
have. I understand
afforded.
That.
And
I would just, discourage anyone. I was joking, of course. I was Secretary just saying he's one of us. Door. I'm just joking. He's one of us, so therefore he should understand. That's my point.
Yeah, tweet at him. If you see him in a restaurant, maybe mention it. But, yeah, give him all the respect he is that you would give to anyone else.
Yeah,
too.
I was being facetious. But anyhow.
I understand.
But he could make the difference. He's here in Michigan.
I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea.
No, I understand. It's time to make sure that we let people know. And you can go to the two senators as well, Stabenow, Peters, say, hey, we really need this. We'll see what they do about it. But I greatly appreciate it, Brad. And when do you think we might get an inkling of any movement from Mexico?
You know, we're hoping that we'll hear sooner rather than later. I mean, like I said, this is a diplomatic issue, and these are conversations that are happening well above all of our pay grades. We're hopeful that we'll hear something from Washington real soon so that we can have some assurances that business will continue to move forward unfettered in October. You know, business always likes to hear certainty. So the sooner we can hear, the better.
That'd be good. We've got a little bit of time, but not a lot. Brad Williams, VP of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Thank you for being here, Brad.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate you. All right, look, I haven't gone to Mexico in a bit. But people need to go there. And I didn't realize 56,000 business trips. Remarkable. Here's something from Michigan for you. NeuroGuard Plus. It was created to stop concussions before they happen. Dr. Michael Hutchinson has patented a mouth guard for athletes in all sports. And using this mouth guard prevents concussions almost completely. Those using the breakthrough technology only suffer concussions 0.26% of the time. Incredibly, it increases your strength and speed by up to 16%. Lift more weight, jump higher, run faster. But you don't have to take my word for it. Trust Michigan State University. Trust Wayne State University. They tested the NeuroGuard Plus and have certified the results. The promo code to save 10%, Gruber at NeuroGuardPlus.com. NeuroGuardPlus.com. Gruber is your code. Save some money. There you go. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Goshen suing Michigan. Goshen filing suit against the locals there. In Big Rapids. Yeah, that's not a good look. Goshen suing for breach of contract. We'll see what that's all about after the break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. You can always listen live there. You can always listen live at stevegruber.com. You can send me an email as well. Send me an email, stevegruber.com. Right? Tell me what's on your mind. I'll look into it. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion
at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.